Welcome back to the Moms Who Say It All Wrong, but Want to Get It Right. My name is Shauna, and I am the parent of a non-binary child who goes by the pronouns they, them.
And I'm Jen, and my child goes by she, they.
We were kind of giggling over here because we allowed our children to listen to the first podcast that we released. And my child brought a list of things that we got wrong. So I feel like we nailed it because we got it wrong. And we got the alphabet soup wrong. We thought we were doing great. We had LGBTQ+. I'd rehearsed it a couple of times because I somehow end up leaving something out. And
it's mom, can you buy a vowel? I-A.
So we have been corrected. It is the LGBTQIA+ community. So we want to make sure that we are inclusive of everyone. So if there's more letters that we're missing, go ahead and just put those in the comments and we will do our research next time and make sure that we get it right, I hope. So for today's show, we have allowed our children to put questions into a fishbowl. Nothing is off limits. We're going to answer them the best that we can without any prep. Remember, we're going to get it wrong, and then we're going to let our children listen to it, let us know how we got it wrong, and then we'll be back again soon to tell you what we got wrong and how we're going to fix it moving forward, right?
That's the plan. That's the
goal. All right, for question number one, it says, for a child whose parents are struggling to understand being a part of the LGBTQIA+ community, what ways can you support from a parent's perspective to help the conversation?
Start a podcast.
There we go.
Well, this is what we're doing here. There's research, there's not being afraid of getting things wrong, but trying our best to learn, to be a part, to grow.
So listen to a podcast, The Moms That Get It All Wrong.
And
don't do what we tell you to do. I think this question is asking us from the child's perspective, how do we help support the child when the parent's struggling? And my response would be, one, understand that I think 99.9% of the time, parents love their children. And sometimes their reactions and sometimes their struggles come out of fear. When a parent might not be accepting right away, it's often fear-based. It's fear for our child, fear for the struggles that we assume they're going to experience. And so my advice is to take it slow. Recognize that most of the time your parent loves you. They're just trying to figure it out. I would also tell you that many times what we say as parents in our initial reaction to something isn't always how we really feel. And when we sit and think about it and process it a little more, we realize that what we have said in those initial conversations or in our initial response, we wish we could take it back.
This would be the perfect lead-in into the Axe Forgets show.
Right.
I don't really have anything to say to improve on that.
I think it's patience. And not most of us have it. So that can be hard. Remember when we said that we have to pause and think? I think that's another one that we're going to have to continue to think through. And as we think through it, I think we will find some resources and put it in our comments and help guide you there. And kind of what you were saying, Jen, it leads us into a different podcast that we're going to have about it's more important for us to pause than react, because when we react quickly, that's what our children hold on to. That's where the pain often comes from. Mm-hmm. All right, on to question number two.
Was it a surprise when your child came out to you with their sexuality or identity? No.
That was short and sweet.
I'm like, it wasn't a surprise. My child is exceedingly creative, very open, just an amazing individual. They have no limits. Being an artist and being an academic and all these other things, there's absolutely nothing that happens that surprises me, I guess. I was still shocked at the complexity and my ignorance. Not anything that she had to tell me, but just how much I had to learn.
That was a really good answer. I don't think that I was shocked about the sexuality part when my child said that they were gay. That didn't surprise me in the least. I actually suspected it much sooner than they were willing to share it with me. We had had conversations about the LGBTQIA plus community over and over. It was the only topic of conversation for months. I could tell that there was something that they wanted to share with me. And I asked the question point blank a couple of times, are you a part of this community? And over again, I got, no, Mom, I'm a strong ally. I'm a strong ally. I believe in their rights. I believe that everyone should be treated equally. I admired that. I hoped that every person in the planet would feel that way. And so when that part came out, not a surprise at all. When the non-binary piece came out, it did shock me a little bit in that my child defines what a female is versus what a male is. And that surprised me. What makes a female a female and what makes a male, other than body parts. When they shared with me why they did not identify as the gender they were born, that absolutely surprised me. And I still am struggling with it a little bit in that I thought I was leading my child down one road of understanding that there isn't something that only a woman is, or there is something that only a man is. And so we're still having those conversations. So yes and no are my answers. On to question number 3. If there's one piece of advice you wish another mom gave you, what would it be?
Shut up and listen.
Oh, wait, didn't you tell me that? I wasn't paying attention.
I have to agree with you. I was going to say the exact same thing, and I think we were both the ones telling the other one to just shut up and listen. And I think what I learned from you is to not freak out right away. There's some things that my child said. My child's very young and still figuring things out. And I just needed to pause and not talk and just listen and not feel the need to debate or argue or go, what in the heck are you thinking? And I didn't at first. That has not served me well.
Yeah, this is one of those topics that you don't have to be the devil's advocate for. I think in our household in general, we've always done the devil's advocate regardless of what the situation was, so that we made sure that we looked at the other person's point of view. This is that one topic that, no, that's not necessary in this. The listening, because I guess in this case, the devil's in the details. Listen, just listen.
And I think another one that I was actually sitting in the car today thinking about was to not be afraid of what other people are going to think. I love my child. There's lots of people around me who love my child. And I was so afraid that her sexuality and her identity were going to impact those relationships. And that's how I reacted, was not how I felt. I am going to love my child no matter what. I instantly thought of other people in our lives who are very religious or have very strong feelings about this topic. I immediately thought how these relationships were going to change. The relationships that really, really matter and the people who need to be in our lives are still here. They know, they don't care, they love all of us unconditionally. Those are the people that you want in your life. And so the people that I was worried about, who there are a few that have exited stage left and they're not a part of our lives, and we don't need them a part of our lives. And those are the people that probably shouldn't be a part of our lives. At first, I was super worried about that. Did you have any of those concerns?
No. I've been very fortunate. I come from a very large family. My mother had, there were 10 kids on her side. My father had 10 kids on his side. And one of my fondest memories of one of my cousins was I was 7. I had skinned my knee and put a hole in my jeans. My mom put this little like apple on my knee. And as soon as he saw me, he knocked me down and tried to take my pants because he wanted to wear them. Again, I didn't know what being gay was at the time, but I knew that was my cousin. And I wish he were here today to be a guest. He grew up in the Bible Belt. Our family was always proud. He sang in the church choir. There is so much insight that he'd be able to offer. We're lucky. We've never had any of those fears. We've got the good, we've got the bad, we've got the ugly, and their family. We're lucky that way.
So here will be our last question for the night.
What is something that you learned about the LGBTQIA+ community that really stuck with you? Family. I've got a fierce, loving, strong, amazing family that's all accepting.
When I think about something that I've learned about the LGBTQIA+ community, it just expands everywhere. There's opportunities and support networks. It's much larger than I thought it was in the beginning. And there are so many resources and things to help. But the one thing that I continue to learn and to think about is without that family, without that support, how absolutely lonely members of that community can feel. We talk about members of the community who don't have strong family support because of their fears or because of their religion or because of all those pieces. It breaks my heart. And the more I've dove in and the more that I have read and researched, there's a lot out there who don't have a supportive community and support from family. So that continues to stick with me. And I don't ever want my child to feel as though they're in that situation. Although that was our last question for tonight, our children guarantee that we have harder questions coming at us for our next show. So we hope that you will join us and listen as we bear our truths. And if you have any thoughts, other questions, comments, or resources for the questions that were asked tonight, please go ahead and put those in the comment section. We want to continue our learning and our growing and get deeper into these topics and be able to provide resources as much as possible.
Until next time, let's keep loving our children, loving ourselves, counting our blessings, and try to say it right.